Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I will be talking about responding to the new shutdowns and mandates. They're coming. They are on their way. They've already told us that, and I've got a testimony from a friend who was at an airport a week ago Friday and spoke to a TSA agent in kind of a private setting that told him they're gearing up for the shutdown and they're gearing up for the mandates. And this time around it's probably going to be even more difficult to get onto an airplane if you're not wearing a mask and if you haven't taken the jab, in spite of what we're finding to be the evidences of died suddenly and more doctors and nurses, including several that have come on my program, one who is now severely disabled because she took the jab and literally within hours of having taken it, ended up in emergency and had a stroke and is now significantly incapacitated. But nonetheless, they persist. All right. I am very pleased to welcome to the program my next guest, because, folks, quite honestly, the most powerful weapon that I believe that we have is prayer. And my next guest is a retired. He fulfilled a career as a development and fundraising leader for a range of faith-based nonprofit organizations. He was a Presbyterian church minister and pastor, and he has a new book, Spiritually Revitalizing Your Community of Faith Through Prayer. And I want to welcome Reverend Robert Hansen to the program. Reverend, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't know about you, but I think our nation has is in a pretty dark place, and there's a lot of responsibility for that darkness, I think, rests on the shoulders of the church.
Right. And I think that the church is comprised of individuals that come into a faith community because they are attracted to it through tradition, culture, and find meaning in their own self with their self-expression of spirituality. And I believe that's formulated in prayer.
So talk to me about what you mean by that. Define that for me.
Okay. This book came out of my doctoral research. Was finalized in 1988 at McCormick Theological Seminary in Chicago. And for those of you that know about Chicago, the prevailing worldview in Chicago as far as research has to do with anthropology. And that comes from the Greek word anthropos, which means man, the study of man. So how human beings approach life and how they find meaning in life and how they express those meanings to themselves and to God. And so I thought that it broke down in three different modalities that came to a nexus moment. First of all, there's the tradition, the prevailing tradition of the faith community. In my case, it was Presbyterian.
Okay.
The second was the prevailing culture of that congregation. I'll speak to that more later, because that can be identified. And then lastly, the psychology of the individual as they approach and enter that faith community, find identity there. So my thesis basically was called The Integration of Tradition, Culture, and Self for Spiritual Growth. And I turned that into this book because I believe that those congregations that I've worked with have found meaning for it. If you have the book and you look in the back, you'll see that I instituted a prayer group that had at least 12 people. And gave them a number of these instruments that I'll be talking about to help them get closer to the Holy One in their conversations with God. And that's basically it. I've done this in a number of different congregations that have asked me to step in for a weekend retreat. And everyone that I've worked with said that it's been a good experience, and that they feel closer, because sometimes we're in a setting that doesn't allow us to spiritually feel closer. And if you set it up so that the culture that people are expressing, their psychological makeup that they're experiencing, And of course, then there's the prevailing tradition of the church, be they Presbyterian, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Jewish, Muslim. That's the culture, the ethos in which people find themselves expressing their faith.
So how does that relate to salvation?
Oh, quite importantly, because when we experience ourselves spiritually drawn to the Creator, we get the yes. And as you know, from the time of Calvin, the Reformed tradition has believed in two types of predestination. If the first predestination is that if God chooses you and selects you for salvation, you'll know it and you'll follow it. You'll act on it. And if not, you won't know it. And that's the case. Now, that's the historic worldview of John Calvin that became the prevailing Reformed theology of the Renaissance, stemming from Luther. Remember, Luther was always a medievalist, while Calvin in Geneva was a Renaissance person, wrote two books on theology called The Institutes of the Christian Religion. And by the way, when you go to a Presbyterian seminary and you take systematic theology, you'll read Calvin, those two books. And you don't have to stay there. You know, the interesting thing about the Reformed faith is that it reforms and continually reforms. Reformanda de reformandi, which means to reform is always to reform. In the Presbyterian Church, we have 15 different confessions of faith that started with the Nicene Creed, as you remember, in 335 AD. It was Constantine who had taken over the Roman Empire, went to Constantinople, built 50 churches, and then called all the bishops together at Nicaea and said, there's confusion in the church whether or not Jesus Christ is Lord or whether he's God or whether he's human. So they went in, they came up with the Nicene Creed, and so we come out with the formularia of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, there's lots of people that express their faith and their salvation by acknowledging that statement of faith, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Well, that's a traditional biblical view, Reverend.
When we're baptized, you know, we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So yeah.
That has been the prevailing genre of salvation throughout the years.
So, question: when you're talking about and I believe that, you know, God has a plan to. As a matter of fact, I was just watching a short pastor who was speaking in Arabic, who was talking about a quote from Muhammad, basically saying that recognizing that Jesus is God. And, of course, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. But without a confession of that, do you believe that a Muslim is saved, is going to heaven in their Islamic faith?
I certainly believe that the Muslim believes that. I'm not, you know, as Jesus said in Matthew, judge not, ye be not judged. And so I'm not in a position to judge. You know, God is vast and mysterious.
Isn't that dangerous, though?
There was a Presbyterian from England that in the early 1960s wrote a book called Your God Is Too Small. That was John Hick. And John Hick wrote the book Your God Is Too Small. And that was because there was a great limiting of the understanding of God's rule, power, authority, creativity, as to what denomination you belong to. It was like boxing, an understanding of God. into a box. And so,
but we're talking about Christian denomination. We're talking about that was how even our founders, you look at the 13 colonies, most of those colonies were established, and the differences really at their root were denominational. And in most of these instances, I mean, the Baptist denomination began because there was an emphasis that they felt was lacking when it came to baptism by immersion versus baptism by a sprinkle. And so that, you know, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, so on, but they all had one root belief. And that is John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So we either have to accept, in my thought process, we either have to accept that Jesus is who he said that he is, which is the Savior and the only path to God, or now we're really running into some pretty heretical territory.
Yes, that became the prevailing worldview, prevailing worldview of the church, that no one comes to God except through Jesus. And I go back to Constantine and the Council of Nicaea. That certainly was on the table in that council, and they rectified that by coming out with the Trinitarian formula. Which puts that one to rest. If you say yes to that, then that encompasses what we say from that section of John.
Well, and so then going back to your statement regarding the issue of judgment, there's plenty. As a matter of fact, even later on in Matthew chapter 7, he warns us about those that are going to speak something other than the truth. And he tells us to beware of false teachers and false teachings. You would have to judge those. And then even in Matthew 7:6, it says, don't cast your pearls before the swine. So you've got to make a judgment about who's the swine and whether or not you're casting your pearls or wasting your time with regards to that. So it would seem that the idea of the judgment is more relative to self-examination and making certain that you first, right, as the psalmist writes, create in me a clean heart. And right, you know what I mean? So that we're seeing clearly. Because otherwise, I mean, you've got a bunch of people running around that may not be on to the truth. And I don't think there's anybody that's going to be standing in front of the judgment seat that's going to say thank you to someone because, hey, you didn't judge me, but now I'm going to hell. That's not going to be a pleasant experience.
Well, you're right. Of course, Paul reminds Timothy that there are those that will have itchy ears. You remember that?
Yep.
That section and
absolutely
in Timothy's gospel. The purpose that I set out in creating this book, it had a foregone conclusion that in some way, shape, or form, people that crossed the threshold of the Presbyterian Church in Whitesboro, New York, had some idea of their faith as attached to that faith community, that they had already made the decision that I am a Christian, I believe, so therefore the next step is to go further. Now, remember, sure. It was John Knox who studied with John Calvin going back to Scotland and said, we need a church, and so what should we call it? Well, we're not going to have priests, we're not going to have bishops, we're not going to have the Pope. So he came up with the Greek word presbyterios, which means elder. Mm-hmm. And so it's the rule of the elders. So in my tradition, Reformed tradition of the Presbyterian Church, I am a teaching elder, and those people that sit on the governing board are ruling elders. And so in that context of a oppressed during experience, I thought that these three modalities of talking about personal psychology of an individual, which I got through. Remember Carl Jung talked about personality typing.
Yeah.
And there was a couple called Myers-Briggs, and it's all in the book,
yep.
That set out an instrument. And then what happened, there was a Roman Catholic priest and nun who wrote a book called Prayer and Temperament. And they took the major the major saints, Augustine, Ignatius, Thomas Aquinas, and Francis of Assisi, which are basic person. Now, Augustine was my personality type. And interestingly enough, Pastor, most pastors are this personality type. Extrovert, intuitive, feeling, perceiving. And that's Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read an Augustine prayer, I come closer to God.
Sure. Well, and you said something, Reverend, if, I don't mean to cut you off, but you said something really important there that, that I want my audience to hear. And that is that we're speaking to people who have already made a faith declaration.
Right.
And said, you know, as you mentioned, you know, I believe in that Trinitarian, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, there may be someone that you get in, and when you talk about the limiting of God, right, it would be, we would be limiting God in the sense that if we said, if someone encounters the Spirit of God, to suggest that the Spirit of God cannot bring the necessary convictions and the necessary revelation for someone then to come to that place of absolute truth would be limiting God. And that's where I believe that God is able, as Paul writes, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask according to his Spirit working in us. And he's the one who transforms us as we encounter him.
Right. And that goes deeper when you encounter this modality that I put forward in tradition, culture, and self. People come to a faith community and then join a prayer group, not because they don't believe, but because they do and they want to go deeper.
Yep.
So that searching for the depth of the soul,
mm-hmm.
where that soul is able to link with the divine creator,
amen,
who co-creates the universe with us, that's all important. And it comes to the understanding of Jesus. And interestingly enough, you might be aware that Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule. But it's interesting to me, talk about the power of God, that 14 world religions also have a golden rule, and none of them knew what the other one was writing. That is a miracle of God's grace, that the most powerful power of the universe is love. And it's Alfred North Whitehead, in his great book, Process of Reality, his book on, his section on God in the world, that says, God is our great companion and friend who suffers with us. And that suffering God, you know, comes right out of the whole Hebrew tradition. It was the people of Israel who suffered. And so that suffering has meaning when we realize that we are not alone in that suffering, God suffers with us. Now, I sat with many people who have lost loved ones. I went through that this past year. I lost my beautiful Winston dog. And I wrote a book about Winston. It was published again by Covenant Books. God loves us great, caring for ourselves as we care for our sick pets. And so it was my experience in doing a pastoral care piece for people who are suffering and realizing that God enjoins us in that suffering, as God also enjoined that dog.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. I've been through a bit of my own suffering. And one of the things years ago, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. And during that period of time, one of the things that the Holy Spirit led me to was the Garden of Gethsemane. And that so many people need to know that Jesus is with them in their Garden of Gethsemane. In that place when they are just so deeply hurting and wounded that Jesus is there and that he understands it to the very depths. Remember that he said, you know, my soul is vexed as unto death. The translation of that is that Jesus was, you could say, contemplating ending his own existence in that garden and then made the turn to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Because remember that the writer of Hebrews says that he was tempted in every way, yet without sin. Well, then he would have had to have been tempted in that issue as well. And yes. You know what I mean? Go ahead, sir.
And one of the outcomes of the book is that prayer group became spiritual friends to one another.
Yeah.
Because they had that shared year experience in which they looked at their differences and said, that's fine. If I am an extrovert, you are intuitive, I just need to learn how to communicate to you spiritually. And also, James Hopewell's worldview test, in which it's talked about four modalities, talked about canonic, empiric. These are terms that probably mean much to you, but in the worldview that Hopewell puts forward, he's able to identify those four positions that are prevailing in every church. Mm-hmm. Every church has got some folks that I'm empiric. It's like, I'm from Missouri, you got to show me.
Right.
Then there are folks that are charismatic. They like to express their feelings very extrovertedly with a lot of feeling. Then there are people who are canonic on the Bible, period.
Yeah.
And we also call those folks evangelical. And then the last are Gnostic. Now, that's a term that baffles Christians. Remember, it was the search of the Nag Hammadi in 1947, in which the scrolls were found that were taken to the Institute in Cairo. And these were...
We got 30 seconds.
These were letters of the faith community that became Gnostic. And interestingly enough, I find that pastors check out to be Gnostic because they have a spiritual depth about them. So they're... And also I found that governing bodies are sensing, judging, where pastors are intuitive feeling. So how do you work with that? Well, if I was a pastor, I'd say give them all the data that they need to help you do your ministry.
And with that, we've got to close. Thank you, Reverend, very much for a great conversation. No, it did. Great conversation. Revitalizing your community of faith through prayer, Reverend Robert Hansen. We've got to jump. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this break. Matt Long joins me on the other side.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and as we do on Tuesdays in this segment, we join my good friend who has been joining me here on Chosen Generation Radio for, golly, I would say almost 10 years now. I want to welcome the host of the Matt Long Show on Patriot Radio, Hill Country Patriot Radio now, Mr. Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Always good to be here with you, Pastor Greg. A sad day in Texas as we watch our awesome Attorney General they didn't do a perp walk on him, but they just introduced the prosecution, Pastor Greg. The prosecution team had about 30 people on it. And then the defense got up and introduced the defense team, and there were like four on that. So it's kind of interesting. I think that's a good sign that we really don't need it's not going to take much to defend Paxton, and I think that's a great sign. So masks and mandates. Open us up on that. What do you think, Pastor Greg? Are they coming back, and how are we going to deal with them?
Well, you know, let me read a message that I got from a gentleman who we both know, and I'm sure most of your audience knows as well. Bill Federer sent me a text message week before last, and this is what he writes. Before I boarded my flight this morning, I commented to a TSA agent while we were washing hands in the restroom that I heard they are going to release a new virus. He smiled like he knew what I was talking about and said, yeah, they are ramping up. I said, yeah, I heard Bill Gates had been working on a new virus. He shrugged and said, well, election season is starting, and smiled as we parted ways.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, they know. They're ramping up for this. I think my greatest concern, honestly, with regards to this particular one is that, and I actually posted a kind of a mix of comments. Let me see if I can find that. This was Sean Penn. And I don't know if you remember what Sean Penn had to say. Here we go. Here it is. Let me see if I can get the audio working on this.
A gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
I have personally very little tolerance with those who don't exercise that common sense courtesy. They have to look at their lifestyle.
Oh, my God, what is that? Oh, my God. What is that?
I would like to see if we could just come up with an American mask to wear for the next 6 to 12 months.
At this point, it seems criminal to me, actually. Someone chooses not to be vaccinated, that they should choose to stay home, not go to work, not have a job.
Sean Penn is refusing to return to work on Starz's Gaslit. The actor is demanding all cast and crew of the Watergate series to receive the COVID-19 vaccine before returning to work on set.
I do believe that everyone should get vaccinated. I believe it should be mandatory, like turning your headlights on in a car at night. So I'll go back to Gaslit when I can be assured that the 100%.
So there you go. I mean, this is the messaging, Matt. And my greatest concern, honestly, is I think that they think that they can get away with it this time. And, you know, when you look at, you know, the news, and I know somebody might say, well, you know, how do you connect? But you look at the news of what's happening, what happened in Lahaina. You have witnesses now coming forward and saying the police were blocking me in. I could not, yeah. You know, I was driving through the fire. I've got video of people that were driving through the fire trying to escape because the police blocked their path and wouldn't let them in. And they're finding cars with charred bodies, men, women, and kids in the back, completely charred bodies.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. Where are we on these issues? I mean, I've talked about this for years now. You go back to Ruby Ridge and the Weaver shooting. Go back to Waco.
Right.
Go back to the Bundy Ranch. Go back to Lavoie-Finicum. Folks, we are living under tyrants. And we're going to have to pick, and we're going to have to make a choice.
Absolutely. You know, the point I wanted to make today, and I think it is, and we've talked about this before, but with these hints of coming lockdowns or masks or vax mandates, the time to decide how you're going to deal with it is ahead of time. Don't wait until your boss comes up and says you need to get the shot or you're going to get fired, because then you're going to be under a lot of stress and you're going to be angry. You're going to be a little freaked out and your decision-making process will not be that good. You need to sit down now and make a plan. Pastor Greg, I want to shoot a little bit of a hole in this idea, because there's a couple of things that I've noticed, and I do not know where this number comes from. So please, if someone, but I heard it yesterday. Glenn Beck mentioned it in the last couple of days, but he said the latest vaccine status is that the latest COVID vaccine, only 17% of the population have decided to take that. So what that says is there is a big burnout on more vaccines. We've also had schools that attempted to put the mask mandate in, and they did it in the first couple of weeks. These were a couple of universities, and they've all walked that back. And so I think we have a little bit of a hint that we may be standing up more to it. Your thoughts on all of that, Pastor Greg?
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. I think that there are a lot of people that are pushing back. I think there are a lot of people that are saying enough is enough. I mean, we're watching that at school board meetings. Look, they wouldn't come out and say that parents who attend school board meetings to suggest and to express concerns about curriculum, they wouldn't call these folks domestic terrorists. They wouldn't be giving these incredibly ridiculous sentences to J6ers. They wouldn't be holding guys like Harrison Floyd in Georgia without bail, claiming he's a flight risk, a guy who can't even afford an attorney. They wouldn't be pushing these face prosecutions that they're doing, and I'm talking about the pro-life people going back as far as 10 years. They wouldn't be doing all of this. These are panicked prosecutions that are an attempt to try to intimidate a populace that has begun to say, no, we're not going to go along with you anymore. So, no, I agree. But I think my point, Matt, is that we, as people who have some influence, as people who are given this opportunity to be able to speak to audiences, if you will, and co-patriots, we need to encourage our brothers and sisters to stand. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. God's not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You are a chosen generation for such a time as this. God could have placed any of us in the timeline of time anywhere along the way, and he chose to place us here now. And he did so, remember the word of God says, to put on the helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness, gird your loins with truth, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, raise up your shield of faith and your sword of the Spirit, and having done all, stand.
Mm-hmm. And do it wisely. Is this the kind of standing, Pastor Greg, where you stand up and you start yelling and say, I have my rights and by golly, blah, blah, blah. Is that the kind of stand we're talking about, Pastor Greg? Does it need to go that far? Is that the attitude you would suggest to Christians out there? Let's just call it what it is, the Christians. How will they deal with this?
Well, I think, Matt, that you can't lay a blanket statement on top of that. I think there are going to be incidences where it is going to be necessary for someone to raise their voice. I saw a video of a woman who was refusing to wear a mask. There was a public mask mandate apparently in the city that she lived in, and she said, "No, I won't wear a mask." And you're watching this police officer three times her size just throwing her around like she's a rag doll, and she's raising her voice and saying, and quite frankly, honestly, you know, I begin to think to myself, okay, if I'm watching this, because it was being videoed, but if I'm watching this, do I allow that? Do I just stand back and allow this? I don't care. Look, as Alex Jones was berating some of those down on the border, right, that are basically acting like security guards to bring illegals into our country, and he's saying, look, under color of law, you can't stop me from standing here on a public street, which is what they were trying to do. They were trying to stop them from recording what they were actually doing. behind their in their little secret building. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, these are the choices, and we're going to have to make these choices and make these decisions in mass, not just one or two. When you see one of your fellow freedom liberty people whose liberties are being restricted in an unjust manner, we, like you said, you've got to decide ahead of time, are we going to allow this? And I think, you know, these bullies need to be told right up front. What's that song? Try this in a small town.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, unfortunately, we had a BLM, not riot, but a bus full of BLM people pull into Fredericksburg, and it was put together by local high school students, and it happened here in a small town, and we let it happen. If it's looking like there's going to be a lot of pushback, and which I'm thinking there is going to be a lot of pushback, the very last thing that they can do before they act literally come and arrest us or hold you down while they give you a shot, the last thing they're going to try to do is the shaming, the public shaming, and it will come from it'll come from teachers. It'll come from school administrators. Unfortunately, it'll come from our local newspaper here in Fredericksburg and probably in Kerrville. And they're going to start trying to shame us. How do you deal with that? Because that's a tough one when someone tries to shame you if you're not really strong.
Matt,
Matt,
you've got a platform. You've got a platform. Right. And we do the same thing. And quite frankly, and you know this, I was in a car accident in 6 years ago. If I hadn't been in that car accident, I'd be in Austin right now. I know I would, because I would have defeated Andrew Murr, and I'd be sitting in that seat. For whatever reason, God chose to have me do this. Maybe it's because if I was up in Austin, all hell'd be breaking loose. I don't know. I can tell you this, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in Austin right now that I wouldn't be sitting down and saying, yeah, this is okay. Yeah. I would, on my watch, it wouldn't be happening, period. Yeah. You can say whatever you want, folks, but I'm telling you, on my watch, it wouldn't be happening. I would be going up and down doors, pounding on representatives' doors as a representative saying, hey, you weren't sent here to do this.
That's right.
This is not what you were sent here to do. And I would continue to use my platform as little or as big, or, well, I don't know how big it is, but I'd use my platform to scream from the highest heights. This can go on no longer.
There was unfortunately a very, very small group of Republicans in the House. I would say less than five who were willing to go up to the back mic during that discussion, during that vote for impeachment. There were, I believe, and I'll go back and look at it. I watched a lot of it yesterday, but there were about five brave Republicans who stood up and said, this is not right. The rest of them obviously are in the pocket of Dade Phelan and the Democrat-led House. And we're still outnumbered, even though we have more R's than D's. Conservatives are outnumbered. Pastor Greg, we are way running out of time. Wrap it up for us, will you please?
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just ask that light would shine into the darkness and expose it. We ask, God, that the darkness would be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, give us the courage, give us the platform, give us the voice, and, Lord, let us use that, Father God, and be accountable for what you've called each and every one of us to do. I pray your blessings and your courage upon every listener right now In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. All right, folks, as usual.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We come back. More ChosenGenerationRadio.com. By the way, haven't done this yet, but we're going to do it right now. And that is just to encourage you to take care of yourself. Your health is so critically important. CGR Wellness is there to help you stay strong. And here's how you can place your order today and support our ministry as you do it. I'll be back with more closing thoughts right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order. I recommend that you. All right, this is Pastor Greg. So I just want to encourage you to get your order of Vibe in today. Again, go to cgrwellness.com, cgrwellness.com. Watch out for that little pop-up window. Don't let that get you. And, you know, I had someone that reached out to me that was having an issue using the Chosen Gen Radio. You got to run that all together. Chosen Gen Radio gets you your $20 discount on your first order. But they were not in our group, so we weren't going to get credit for their order, and I'm grateful that they reached out. If you've placed an order using cgrwellness.com, please reach out to me at pastorgreg@chosengenerationradio.com, pastorgreg@chosengenerationradio.com. You may think that your purchase is helping to fund the ministry, and that's part of why you're doing it, but we're having a major issue with those signups getting to the right spot. So let me know. Listen, I want to give this to you real quick. This is so critically important. This is called Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States for the purpose of, hang on a minute, let me get rid of that. There we go. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his, her official duties. Persons acting under a color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prison guards, and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus towards race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to life term or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime and the resulting injury, if any. Deprivation of rights under color of law, Section 242, Title 18. Remember that. Deprivation of rights under color of law, Section 242 of Title 18. If they are violating your constitutional right, then you have a right to declare that they are the criminal creating a deprivation of rights under color of law, and it is punishable by life in prison or even the death penalty. Be sure you remember this. Section 242, title of Title 18, so important. God bless you. I'll be back with you tomorrow. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Stay tuned for Texas Fully Loaded on TECN TV.